The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to YouCanRunInternational.com. That's YouCanRunInternational.com and find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Play that out for you, because I know some of you rockers are out there, got your rock hand pumping, can of hairspray out, kicking it off. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, coppers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Now, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Broadcasting live out of sunny Florida. Matter of fact, I don't even know what town we're in right now, but I know that we're under the sun in Florida, and it's a great place to be. Very much. It is?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that yet.
Stuart, Florida.
Now, folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberal are afraid of, the voice the pro-murderers, the pro-choicers, as they like to call themselves, wish to silence. We are the patriots that the globalists despise. We are them Americans, and yes, indeed, friends, we are the Sons of Liberty. And again, welcome to the show. Now, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Folks, the phone lines today are inaccessible, but to say that, to say this, if you'd like to be my friend, you can go to Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E on Facebook, and or follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, again, double E, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter accounts. If you'd like to check us out on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can go ahead and download all the pictures of the tea parties that we've been doing. We did one Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Today's the first day that we have off. I just got back from meeting some folks out here in Florida, some friends of ours, and we just got back into the studio. So the reason we played the song out, friends, is because, well, Well, we kind of had to play the song, though, because you can hear as I'm trying to catch up on my breath and my breathing here. Because we are just so busy.
We need a reality show.
We do.
Reality show.
We need cameras. That's true.
Quick, go park the car.
And I brought that up several times. If we had a camera on everything that we did, as a matter of fact, one in the crew just today said we need to start filming everything that we're doing all the time, because I think people are going to just be blown away at how much stuff is going on here. Yeah. And friends, we're looking for more to do. We have a country to fight for. And we mean what we say. Therefore, we stay in the fight because we want the resolve that only God can bring. Now, friends, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And I always ask the other guy, why is that? So, well, you know what? I got to add, too. That's amazing. I do have to add to our list of what we were just doing. I just did an interview with Steve D's show. And he's got a bunch of outlets all across the country asking about the Boy Scouts. So what we're going to do is we're going to highlight that conversation.
Yeah.
I'll share some more of the content as to what we were talking about yesterday. We'll roll that over into the show. But before that, Jake, why is it that it's a terrible place for everybody to be when their brains are in someone else's head? If their brains are in someone else's head.
Because it's a terrible,
do you get what I'm saying? It is.
It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head.
Whoa, are you laughing at me?
Yeah, a little.
Do you mock me?
But you know what?
Now,
if
everybody's seen your sunglasses today, Jake, they wouldn't be laughing.
You know what? I'm going to take a picture. We're going to post it on Facebook.
Please.
Right after the show.
And
folks,
show them your bare arms, too, the right to bare arms along with it.
That is all I'm going to show you, though, folks. Our newest tech start is the Boy Scouts of America. Have you looked across the border at Canada? Now, this is an important thing to keep our eyes on, because that's a fast forward of the progression that these liberal, leftist, anti-American criminals
UN,
want to bring across.
It's a
in
UN
America
global
completely.
Agenda is what it is,
yep.
Friends.
And
they
it,
want you to be stupid enough not to know
that's
it.
That's right. And they don't want you to look in other areas where it's already been implemented because of the social, what would you call it, a degression. And ultimately the crimes.
Demoralization.
That too.
Yeah,
and,
debasedness.
And how it goes back to who? Who suffers it? Who's the victims of it? It's always our kids. The notion that we need to protect homosexuals more than we need to protect children has been a disturbing trend, said Brian Rushfeldt, the president of Canada Family Action. He knows firsthand, folks, this column is all about it. Of course, it puts the typical Bradley Dean punch into it, because we need to do more than just talk about how bad it's gotten. We need to talk about the action that we're taking. Now, last night, Bradley, we performed at the Winter Haven. I'm thinking
we?
Performing. Because,
we?
Well, I told the jokes in the
you
beginning.
You got something
right?
in your pocket?
No.
Oh,
I've got this guy
sure.
that I follow along. Remember, there's Dean Martin, and what he tells the jokes, and Jerry does something
yeah.
else. Anyhow.
Yeah. You want to be on my football team? Yeah.
You're my mom, or you're my dad.
No, you're my daddy.
You're my daddy.
Yes.
Bradley Dean spoke at our Winter Haven 912 Project Group meeting tonight. This is a feedback that came from us last night's event. We very much enjoyed his message, his depth of knowledge, and his direct manner of speaking the truth with power. A special thanks to Bradley and his whole family for being there and demonstrating how a man of God should act and teach. Folks, his kids were there. His wife came up and sang a song. It was an awesome event. If any of you have the opportunity to hear him, said Dell, speak, take your whole neighborhood with you, and get there early, said Del Lawson. Thank you very much.
Can I
much,
say
Del.
I told you so again?
Yep.
But it's the
happens
response
every
at every single tea party.
It's been growing.
I wish I'd have brought my family. I wish. Mm-hmm. Now this guy says neighborhood.
Yep.
But I really thought what he said was honorable.
Yeah.
And that was very cool. And I'll take that.
He identified the element and what was happening. And folks, you can identify it too. If you follow our Facebook, we are posting pictures. We're also posting videos, so you can keep track of those. We just posted today some feedback from a woman who was basically floored at the end of this, came up to me, said, I want to buy one of everything. I am so impressed and inspired by this message.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back after this break.
Hi, this is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution. As a former presidential candidate for the Constitution Party, I believe it's critically important to the cause of liberty that all Americans be well-versed not only in the words of the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution, but in the biblical principles on which they are based. In light of vast government lawlessness, there are many of us who have decided to do all we can to try to reinvigorate the American culture with these critical American principles, and we were hoping that you would like to join us. The Sons of Liberty are sponsoring a 12-week Constitution course beginning Tuesday, February 28th. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Annandale, Minnesota. The course will also be available by webinar. Now, the cost is $150 per person and $30 for each additional family member, but the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. I've been invited to present the final class in this series and participate in the graduation, so I will see you there.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake. Broadcasting live out of Florida. Where are we at, Jake, in Florida?
We're in Stewart.
Stewart,
Florida. And on Highway 1 along the coastline going on the way to
Boca. It's really bad. I mean, yeah, it's like 80-some degrees right now, and we're overlooking
it.
A pool.
I can't stand it.
I can't either.
I, like, jumped in the refrigerator because I needed to just, you know.
It's drudgery.
Yeah.
It really is.
It is.
But, friends, again,
I'm still wearing my sunglasses.
Yes, Jake just took a picture of his ridiculous-looking sunglasses, and we wanted to post it so you can go ahead and take a look at it. And you tell us what you think. That's at Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Okay, Jake, go shoot for it.
I'm going to post them right now, as a matter of fact. But, folks, I want to read a little bit more about...
Did you post your bare arms, too, by the way?
I will get to that one after this, too.
Please, that's important.
Because we support the right to bear arms. I am a big Second Amendment champion. I know, Bradley, you are as well. And you know what? I bear them all the time.
Yeah.
I just need to.
You got some
because
serious...
people need to know.
No, dude, you got some serious guns, and I think people will get
it when they
go.
I shouldn't hold it back.
Yeah, they need to see the picture.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I'd like to post it on my Facebook when you do that, please.
You got a lot more friends than I do, so I'm going to be
I don't have any
here.
Friends, dude. I'm in ministry. God is my friend, right?
Followers, maybe? I'm
there
not
you
sure
go.
How it Facebook. But going back to last night's event, Winterhaven, you know, I thought about the name Winterhaven. It's just that. It's a winter haven. It's where snowbirds go. But I'll tell you what, they had a momentous turnout. I had to think about that word. They had a momentous turnout. I actually spoke to one of the coordinators in the middle of Bradley's presentation. She said, this is so wonderful. We've been promoting it all week. We're excited for you all to come here. We've had more people here at this meeting tonight than we have since the election. So it was fantastic. People are catching the motivation that there's leadership present in this country that we need to follow through. I want to read one more of the comments that came from that particular event. And again, folks, we're live tweeting during these events. We're posting pictures on Facebook. So you're a part of this. You're on tour with us virtually, let's say. Thank you, Bradley, for coming to the Winterhaven 912 group meeting this evening. Your insight, incredible research, hard work, and sacrifice.
That's true.
Including blood, sweat, and tears. To educate and inspire our young people speaks volumes as to the direction our nation is heading into. I truly admire a recognized child of the Most High adhering to his father's wishes. May God continue to keep, bless, and protect you, your family, and the entire staff of You Can Run, But You Cannot Hide International in the many years to come. And you know what? Another thing that I took from it last night is we're in this, you know, setting. It's a public complex of some sort in Winterhaven. And I think there was, you know, it was 150 people or so. But it was just a really big meeting there. And everybody that was, interacting with you as you were speaking was saying the word amen.
Yeah.
It was straight up church,
yeah.
folks.
Yeah.
People quoting scripture. I mean, that's right. Amen.
It didn't smell like mushrooms, and it didn't look like anybody wanted to hurt me
this
there.
It's a different setting.
They were my friends.
Yes,
yeah.
It was. It was. And after we were done, people rushed to the table. They got the products, that My War DVD series we've been talking to you about. And I want to talk to you a little bit about it now, all of you listeners. The My War series is right on our homepage, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go to the Facebook. But on that homepage, this is a way for you to support and be a part of the fruit. I just read you two comments. We literally get, on a daily basis, there's hundreds of interactions, thousands of interactions with people around the country. Bradley just did an interview on the Steve Dace show. So it goes beyond just what we're doing in many different settings.
And we just met a family of a fallen Navy SEAL.
That's right.
So that's where we were right before we got over here. So, friends, we're not out here just rocking and roll.
No, it's all business.
I haven't even been with my kids, and I've been here for 5 days.
We got here to the hotel today, parked the bus, and I said to Bradley right away, we got to leave. And he's like, I need to change my shirt. I'm like, we've got to get going. You know, we're supposed to meet this. And he says, are you going to give me a break in between these? That's how intense this is, folks.
But
and
you don't want to let people know that. But you do want to let the people know how much you love them.
That's right.
By doing
by what you do.
And that's really what it comes down to. It's not for accolades, friends. It's just letting you know that, listen, we are really out here doing, turning talk radio into do radio.
Right.
And we really are.
Stay posted with us on Facebook. I want to read a comment from Gail Betker. She said, wow, thank you. Just watching the prayer that rocked the Capitol, May 20th, 2011. This was a gal who saw us at the Tea Party. I believe it was the one, Tea Party Manatee. It might have been the one after that as well. I'm not sure which one. She said, Bradley Dean, I need to buy this video in bulk, the prayer that rocked the Capitol. If you go to our banner on sonsoflibertyradio.com on the left, it says support our cause for justice. Shows you a variety of different things you can purchase as a donation, or you can just donate. This is one of them, the prayer that rocked the Capitol when Bradley said the prayer on May 20th. She said, I need to buy this video in bulk to pass it out. God bless you for not backing down and standing for the truth, Gail. And then she Facebooked later and said...
Wait a second. Can I stop and ask you a question? Yep. What do you mean backing down? God bless you for not backing down?
Yep.
No. I just want to make sure she was talking to me and not, you know, like the talking heads out there.
That's right.
That only goes so far.
You said the J-bomb in the Capitol Chambers?
I had a guy say that we can't get too radical. I said, the problem is you're not radical enough.
That's right.
And while you're not radical enough, you're letting the radicals win.
That's right.
It's time to get radical. Mm-hmm. And when you see the price paid for your freedoms, you're not going to have a hard time getting radical for those that died for you,
that's
friends.
Right. That's right. And wasn't Jesus...
It's called gratitude.
That's right. Nobody in the Bible you can find that was not radical. They bucked the establishment. Why? Because they establishment was bent for oppression. This woman Facebooked
us. Well, let me say this, Jake. No, come on. We're having a conversation here. This is talk radio, right? Mm-hmm. Is this administration not radical?
Yes.
You know, in the best that America has, yesterday I was talking about the state-run media, and they were talking about the conservatives. And I said, friends, if that's the best that you have, you're in trouble. As a matter of fact, they are the best that you have, and they always come to the line, and they never go any further than the line to fight for your rights that God gave you. Because for some reason, they think that's okay, because the American people have fallen for it. And that's, as a matter of fact, them people are the responsible group for all the hopelessness that's taking place in this country today, and I'm sick and tired of them. I really am.
And you just brought it up. If that's the best that we have, that's why we're in trouble, folks. It's got to go beyond that.
Well, you can't say that, Brad.
Brad.
No, you just, Brad, that's just going too far, Bradley.
You're going to alienate some people.
You say that, maybe, you know, they might really believe that you mean what you say, and they might not. They might stop breaking the law if you do that.
Mm-hmm.
No, these people are worried about their sponsorship, and that's all they're worried about. They don't have a care about you anymore more than they do anything else but themselves, friends. And keep that in mind. The leadership that you've had for the last 5 decades are responsible, again, the group responsible for where you are at today. And the American people continuously look to them, and they get the same exact results, and then they wonder why.
Exactly. And you said it, I think, 2 days ago, and we Twittered it. They go out there, and they capitulate, and they talk as talking hens, and the people are the ones that suffer. Gail picked up on Facebook after she got the prayer that rocked the Capitol, and Facebooked us and said, thank you. Order has been placed. How easy was that? Can't wait to share. Folks, it's that easy. You go right to our website, you click on it, you get the DVDs. Don't talk, but it's a wonderful program. Get the products and start serving it to your community.
Let me interject again. We can tell them until they're blue in the face, Jake. We can tell them this all day long, but you're listening to the responses of the people that have seen it, and this is exactly what I'm telling you.
Yep.
And by the way, it's not a demonstration of Bradley's power or Jake's power. Mm-hmm. It's a demonstration of the Spirit's power.
and he's very faithful.
Yep.
And men find their faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of the living God. And when the church and the patriots and the conservatives figure that much out, that God is in charge, then let God glory. And that's exactly what these meetings are about, is letting the Lord glory, because no flesh shall glory in his presence. That's what it's about, friends. It's saying and doing what needs to be said and done because no one else is willing to do it. That is the only way that you are going to restore your republic. Look to your founding forefathers, friends. And when you look to them, look at their methods, because their methods are as to what you see on the Sons of Liberty on a daily basis and here on the Sons of Liberty 6 days a week.
You got it. And all over the country now, we've just added new columns. This week we're on Liberty News Online, JohnWallace.com, Liberty Roundtable, Sam Bushman, The Political Outcast, and our most recent one, Patriot Update, which we're teaming up right now with Liberty Alliance. They're a great group of people. Folks, this thing is contagious and it is growing.
Contagious.
You're not backing down.
Yeah, well, fire
contagious.
Is. Remember John Wesley said? He used to light himself on fire every morning in prayer, friends, so the world could watch him burn.
Ooh.
Amen.
Yeah.
That is Christian.
Glory.
The Bible says we're called to be the ministers of the flames of fire, friends. Not smoldering smoke.
What does the Bible say? I am the Lord your God. I'm a consuming fire. That's what God does. He doesn't ask permission. It's not a permission basis. We need to take what God rightfully gave to us as his promises. Those 26,000 promises that are throughout the Word of God, those are for us.
Is it 26 or 36?
Oh,
I think it's 36.
36.
Yeah.
36. Thank you for the correction.
No,
I want more. There's 10,000 more then.
Amen.
If it were only 26, we'd
think about this.
Out.
He's never failed to fulfill one
That's
of
right.
them.
Never.
To the Son that has
it.
Been faithful to him. The Bible says that he's looking for faithful witnesses.
Right.
That deliver souls, friends.
The eyes of
and
the
I
Lord.
Said yesterday at the Tea Party, friends, God has blessed America.
Yeah.
Now it's time for you to stand up and bless God, America, and just stand back and see what he won't do on the behalf
that's
of his
right.
people.
And the response from that, from the crowd, that's exactly what they said. Amen. And folks, there's a demonstration of it. And like we said before, if God is looking, if his eyes are running to and fro through all of the earth and through all of the land, looking to see who he can show himself strong on their behalf, raise your hand, folks, and ask. Engage and keep the fire moving. And the best way to keep the fire moving is when you're in the fire and you're doing.
Yeah.
Because that's going to cause you to say, no, I want more. I want more. And one of the things, too, I think that motivates and that helps draw attention, and this is the way the Spirit does it, he did it through the book of Acts, is that persecution. You're going to encounter that, but keep pressing. It's like thresholds, and it's similar to this Prayer That Rocked the Capitol DVD that one of our listeners just got, Gail. Bradley came to the threshold. Now, most pastors got up there. They deny the Lord's name. That's not what happened here. And look what happened. God demonstrated his power throughout the whole country.
People are tired of politics,
yes,
and they're tired of capitulating pastors, hirelings in the pulpit. Friends, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, Radio.com. We're going to come back and talk about the attack on the Boy Scouts, the sword and not the shield.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition. mission by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th. You can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. Again, check out Jake. Observe his goggles. He calls them sunglasses. I call them ridiculous. I said, Jake, now if you had something on your face, would you want me to say something about it? And he said, well, of course. And I was using an object that I don't...
Stuff that gets caught in your nose.
Yeah, I said, now, if you had one of those stuck on your face, would you want me to say something about it? He said, well, yeah, of course I would if it was that. I said, well, I'm trying to send a nice way. Your glasses are worse than that. So if you'd like to check that out, please go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Now, friends, I just did a national interview with Steve Dace, Dace, whatever you want to call it. And he asked me the topic of what was going on with the Boy Scouts. And I just wanted to read this for you because I think it's of some interest to the American people to understand that if the Boy Scouts got on the right talking points, the homosexuals would flee quickly because they don't want the American people to realize the crimes that have been committed against the boys by the radical homosexual criminals. So, for example, let me go over to Canada really quick. And listen to what this individual said. His name is Brian Rushfelt, President, Canada Family Action. He said, they have secret files here in Canada, as do they down there, speaking of the United States of America, of guys that have abused kids that hadn't been reported. There were investigations into the abuse of boys, which were never really produced. In other words, there was no fruit bearing in the investigation because it was all covered up. Again, that was Brian Rushfelt, President, Canada Family Action. So I shared with Steve today that why is it that the Boy Scouts are on the defense rather than on the offense?
Yes.
And why don't they call out the crimes against the homosexuals that are attempting through totalitarian means to bust them down into submission and to subject themselves to their crimes?
Yeah.
When in fact these are homosexual crimes being committed against the kids.
Mm-hmm.
David Watkins, a former Boy Scout leader, has been charged with sodomizing a boy under the age of 13 years old in his troop.
Now, what's interesting about this, here again, the Lord is faithful to bring it to the light. The news broke on the same week as the Boy Scouts of America, their decision on whether or not to continue their long-standing ban on homosexuals. Yesterday, friends, I shared with you the crimes that are being committed against the children by radical homosexual criminals on these children. How come the Boy Scouts aren't talking about their crimes?
That'd be an easy one, wouldn't it? There's the crimes. That's why we don't allow them in, because of this.
In the Boy Scouts of America, homosexual child sex abuse happens all too often. And friends, yesterday I shared with you, there have been over 2,000 cases of abuse that have been reported.
Yeah.
Friends, just keep in mind, many are too ashamed to report anything. Yesterday I shared with you Scout leader Brett Taylor was charged with more than 30 counts of child molestation and exploitation, and he's also suspected of molesting at least 10 boys from 6 to 9 years old. How come the Boy Scouts aren't crying from the housetops the crimes committed inside of the organizations by the very people that are trying to advocate abuse to the Boy Scouts right now by getting them to buckle through this?
That's right.
In submission.
That'd be a no-brainer to me.
Oh, Scout leader Peter Robert Stillball, 2, was sentenced to 21 years for sexually abusing 4 scouts from 2003 to 2008 and possessing child pornography. Douglas Smith Jr., who ran the child abuse prevention program for the BSA, was sentenced, listen carefully, who ran the child abuse prevention program for the Boy Scouts of America, was himself sentenced to 8 years in federal prison for trafficking child pornography on the internet. Are you listening, America? Did you know this, America? Probably not. The Boy Scouts of America are not going to share this with you. Well, I can hear some decry me right now, but Bradley, it's not all of them. No, one boy being abused is too many of them, friends. The Boy Scouts of America isn't an organization so kids can be abused by criminal homosexuals. Do you understand? And this is where the American people fail to judge within. And now they're talking about opening the doors to homosexuals like they did in Canada?
Mm-hmm.
But if we want to just go ahead and overlook that, it's the same thing as homosexual marriage over in Canada, friends. Brian Rushfeldt, the same guy over in Canada, President, Canada Family Action, he said the notion that we need to protect homosexuals more than we need to protect children has been a disturbing trend.
Yes.
In 1998, Canadian Scouts decided to allow females. Listen to this.
This is crap.
Folks, this is sick. Atheists, agnostics, homosexuals, bisexuals, and transsexuals to join the Cub Scouts. In 1999, they approved the establishment of an all-homosexual troop, which now marches in Canada's gay pride parades. And within 5 years, friends, scouting membership dropped over 50%, and many scouting camps and offices were closed, and staff was laid off. Folks, this is about suppression.
That's right.
This is about molestation. This is about sexual abuse. If there's one criminal that committed a crime against one of the children, I don't care if there's 10 million members, that's one too many.
Yep.
Friends, that's one too many. But again, I ask you the question, how come nobody in America is talking about this?
Mm-hmm.
Magnify the crime in these particular situations so you can prevent more criminals coming in to violate more of the sheep, per se.
Yep. You know, it's like this. If a police department, a police force, was to have a lobby of criminals saying, well, we think it's discriminatory that you don't allow former criminals to become police chiefs or police officers.
Sure.
Would we feel bad for the police force that would be kind of pandering on the decision? I'm not sure what we should do here. We would stick our foot in their cracks and say, are you kidding me? You are police officers that fight crime. Boy Scouts, that organization was set up for that purpose. I've read the oath to you the past week, every single day on the show. On my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to God and my country, to obey the scout law, to help other people at all times, to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight. That is why you are in business as Boy Scouts of America. There's no pity party for these guys, how they're being attacked. Stand up. The logical explanation is to say, Those that are attacking us, trying to get us to bend, are the same criminals molesting our little boys, and we as Boy Scouts will not tolerate it.
Attempting. Boy Scout leader charged. Folks, this is brand new information. I'm pulling it up right now. Boy Scout leader charged with sodomizing scout. This is brand new news. Friends, how come nobody's shouting this off the rooftops?
That's right.
When you call the Boy Scouts of America, there needs to be a full investigation in the entirety of the organization, especially when the heads of the organization are being busted for the crimes. Who else would consider opening the doors to this?
That's right.
Hello.
That's it.
Use some common sense, friends.
It would be a no-brainer.
And we're talking about our kids here, yeah?
That's right.
We're talking about our kids.
Our mission is our boys, the protection of our boys, the growth of our boys. And as I've said on the radio the past couple of days, I was a Boy Scout. I benefited from that program, and countless thousands, tens of thousands of young boys across our country will. It's a precursor to military folks, too. That was why it was set up. These are our young boys who can't serve in armed forces yet, so they serve their country through the Boy Scouts. They do awesome things all throughout the country.
But Bradley, we don't want that homosexual stigma around.
That's
you.
Right. But the gays,
Bradley, just
the gays
quit standing up for the kids. Quit defending the kids, Bradley. Come on, we don't want that stigma on you.
Yep.
Bradley, come on. We know that you're really out there attacking the homosexuals. No, I'm not. I'm defending the children, friends, against them that want to violate the children.
And
that has been my message since day one. And for those that believe otherwise, you've been paying too much attention to the sick-minded bloggers, haven't you? Haven't you? And how many other people in this country do you see standing up for our posterity, friends? Besides our forefathers, besides real dads and real moms, besides Christians, how many people do you see standing up for your children, friends? And this is happening. This is infiltrated into your public schools. They have something called the National Education Association, where they have something called the Homosexual Caucus. And folks, that just wasn't good enough for the homosexuals, so they now have a Drag Queen Caucus. And that wasn't good enough, so Obama had to pick his own schools are, Safe Schools Are, Kevin Jennings. And, well, when you do a little homework, you find out Kevin Jennings, he wanted to queerify the elementary so much that he wrote a foreword to a book called Queering the Elementary. And
what's
when you
about?
Do a little homework on Kevin Jennings, then you see into Harry Hay, his icon, who is the icon for the homosexuals, who is the leader of an organization called North American Man Boy Love Association. And of course, we all understand what the motto was or the slogan was in Nambala when they were crying in gay pride parades across the country, crying out, sex before eight. Before it's too late. And you think I have a care if I have a stigma around me? I'm sitting here reading quotes on my Facebook right now. Boy Scout leader charged with sodomizing scout. Chris Rose says, thank you, Bradley, for standing up for what's right, even though you are persecuted. You're always going to be persecuted for doing that which is right, friends. Learn Christ's method. You're going to be persecuted for righteousness' sake. As a matter of fact, friends, Christ himself said even those that desire to live godly are going to be persecuted for righteousness' sake. But I heard a prophet say, this comes to my aid, his name was Martin Luther King, and he's the guy that said, until you find something to die for, you're not going to have anything to live for. And therein lies the problem with America. They have too much to live for. They're entertained to the bone, and you're entertaining yourselves out of your freedoms, friends, and your posterity.
I heard a preacher one time preaching about the end times. Somebody came up to him and said, what's your eschatology? What do you believe? And he said, brother, and he went right to Scripture, he who loves his life shall lose it. He who loses his life for my sake shall find it. He said, the end of the world has already happened for me. I'm no longer a carnal being. I'm a spiritual being. I've lost my life in Christ. Therefore, I'm not looking for the end of time. It's already happened.
Amen.
And that's where you see those people that do change.
Now, you know,
they
if we
will
were
do change
right now, they'd all be standing up saying, hallelujah. Preach it on.
And
bro.
They have been all week long, folks. This is the fire that needs to get into the soul of the church.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my Mind War DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation. There is so much untruth out there that has been engineered onto our nation, and Bradley uncovers the lies and makes it easy to understand.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Speaking about the violations of the Boy Scouts in America, because nobody else will stand up for their posterity, we thought it would be fitting that you would understand the crimes are taking place within the organization already. And these are the crimes that nobody's talking about. Yet you have the Boy Scouts walking the fence right now trying to figure out what they should do. Huh. What they should do? Well, now that you know that the crimes that are being committed by the criminal homosexuals, then why don't you
deal with
make
them.
Your decision now?
Right.
See, because no one's talking this way, friends. No one's bringing the facts out for you, friends.
That's right.
There's always something behind the curtain, just like Toto, that pulls the curtain back for you to look into.
Yeah.
And you always understand. I guarantee you this will be the very thing to cause these people to flee. Uh-huh. Show the American people the crimes against your children.
That's right.
It's the same thing, folks, as Jerry Sandusky. That was one man. You know as well as I do, he wasn't alone in his crimes.
No,
he was the fall guy, friends.
Right. He was connected with political,
yes, he was.
Entertaining, wealth. Like I was connected all over. They threw him under the bus so that he wouldn't tell on them.
That's exactly right. Here we go. Let's go back to California for a second. Human rights laws designed as a shield are now being used as a sword. The issue rarely truth formation, but rather censorship and applying a particular theology through threats, sanctions, and punitive measures. Over in Canada, speaking of the Boy Scouts and homosexual marriage, the Bible is being called hate literature. Clearly the church is in the crosshairs, said this individual. There will be growing pressure for the church to comply or to shut down. Really? Huh. Really?
What is that about?
Who's attacking?
Over in Canada, the radicals have sought to lower the age of consent to 14 years old for anal intercourse, speaking of the topic of homosexual marriage. We just need to leave them people alone. No, them people need to leave us alone.
That's right.
Bradley, they're the victims. They're the victims of what? Of the laws. The laws of our republic they're the victims of. I understand. See, there's no clear debate, friend. See, these people, they shout and they shoot. They cry victim as they smack your face 50 times and pull your hair 14 different directions until you got none left. And then they have the audacity to cry victim. That is, if you believe the lie. But when you deal with an aggressive attitude in such a fashion, that's all you have to do is look behind the curtain.
That's right.
Because you're going to find exactly what I'm showing you right now, friends, without fail. America, the way to stop as to what's going on right now is to stand up and deal with these crimes. Magnify the law. Deal with them. Because we know that when they get busted, friends, they go to prison for a long time. We know that when they get busted, friends, they go to prison for a long, long time. Why do they go to prison for a long time?
That's right.
Because the judge enforces the laws of our republic against these crimes.
That's right. And boy, I'll tell you what, getting to prison is just the beginning, because when they get to prison, yep, boy, those inmates, they don't like men that molest little boys in prison. And those are prisoners that are actually criminals that aren't civil, and they don't ask permission. They don't look for evidence. You get there, boy, I wouldn't want to be there if I was a molester.
The real question here is, friends, that's exactly right. Here's the real question. America, how come we're not hearing this from the talking heads?
That's what I'm wondering.
How come we're not hearing these guys talk about
the
issues in public schools,
that's right,
protecting our kids?
Where's the love?
Where is the love, friends? I'm curious. To those that have said to me, Bradley, you know, we just got to get rid of this stigma, I got a question for you. What about your children?
Mm-hmm.
What about your grandchildren? Well, what about them? Because they mean to oppress them as well.
Yeah.
Friends, and I'm talking about a small portion of society. How come these people will never return phone calls? How come they won't get on the radio, friends? How come you can't call them up on their phones? Because it's a political battering ram to up in your constitution to take away your sovereignty, only to give you privileges to the good graces of the corrupt state. That's why. You have a government that's at war with God, friends. And when you have a government that's at war with God, not all of them, but a good portion of them, when they're at war with God, you need not look any further than what little Toto did and pull back the curtain and say, there it is. This is what he was doing behind this. A guy in Minnesota, just someone posted it yesterday, guy in Minnesota, one of the Democratic, and it doesn't matter which side of the party, they're both corrupt friends, but it's interesting, one of the Democrats in Minnesota was busted receiving oral sex in Duluth, Minnesota by a 17-year-old boy. And this is supposed to be the norm to the older generation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I hate to pull you away from your television set, friends, but the bottom line is you need to take responsibility. And until you do, you're going nowhere.
That's
and
right.
You're going to lose your freedoms. And you are losing your freedoms. But not on my watch.
And
we, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, the preamble to the Constitution of the United States, establish justice. Did you hear what I said?
Mm-hmm.
Establish justice. Ensure domestic tranquility.
That follows the justice.
Provide for the common defense. Promote the general welfare, the welfare. And secure the blessings of liberty. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits.
Mm-hmm.
Freedom is. To ourselves and to our posterity, our children. Do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. That's just the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
That's their end that they had in aim.
That's right. That's why they structured it and laid it out for us, was for those purposes. You know, it reminds me of this mentality. It's symptomatic of a similar situation that happened back in the 60s and the 50s when blacks were fighting for their rights. Now, if any of you have seen the Vernon John story, James Earl Jones, he did a fantastic job. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was the one who actually produced this movie. But it has these deacons in Dexter Avenue because Dr. Johns had spoke about a situation that had happened in his community. A young black girl was raped by police officers, but the young black girl was so terrified she wouldn't testify against them.
Yeah.
So he brings it up in church, and one of the deacons says, I couldn't have come up with this in a bad dream. Here he is talking about a young black girl who was raped that night, and then he blames it on the police officers.
No, he blamed it on the girl. What was she doing?
Well, I'm going to get to that. So then the other deacon says, well, should we be quiet about it? Maybe next time it'll be your daughter. Then should we be quiet about it?
That's right.
And then the man says, my daughter wouldn't go out at midnight. So then the other man says, so you're telling me it was the girl's fault that she got raped? Why do we blame everybody else except for the stinking criminals that are right in our midst right now?
We know who they are. We don't have to look for them.
Their actions demonstrate it.
Everybody knows who they are. And friends, rest assured there's many more behind them.
That's right.
Or rest assured they are friends.
And they grow in numbers as you tolerate. Period. And you know what? Any time justice comes in, that you just read the preamble, to ensure what? Domestic tranquility. First, we have to bring forth justice. Justice happens, then you have the tranquility. You're never going to have it the opposite way. We can't like be so peaceful that all of a sudden we don't need justice. You have peace because of justice.
As terrible as it may be, peace is found at the end of God's law, like it or not.
That's why he gave it.
Martin Luther, the great reformer, said this. If I profess with the loudest voice and the clearest exposition every portion of the truth of God except precisely that little point which the world and the devil are at the moment attacking, I'm not confessing Christ, however boldly I may be professing Christianity. Wherever the battle rages, the loyalty of the soldier is proved. Wherever the battle rages, the loyalty of the soldier is proved. And to be steady on all the battlefield besides is mere flight and disgrace to him if he flinches at that one point. You have got to be out of your mind to think that I'm going to stand down when our children are under attack in this country. You have got to be out of your mind in every sense of the word. And you will answer to a just and a holy God on that day for what you leave undone, friends, like it or not.
You know, these pastors, this is what they say. Well, we stick to the word, brother. We're into soul winning. We don't get involved in everything else is a detraction from soul winning. Look, dummy, you would be in jail right now. You would not have religious freedoms if men did not stand up in the civil realm that protects your First Amendment, backed by its own government.
They wouldn't have the freedom to be standing for the men that gave it to them in the first place. And, they desecrate their memories.
Yeah, we're soul winning, brother.
Souls to what? Making them twice as much the sons of hell as themselves, and nobody wants them. They're not needed.
Last time I saw
too many of them already.
Last time I saw Christ laid down his life for the sheep. He laid it down. He didn't say, I came to the earth to soul win, brother.
That's right.
He demonstrated it through redemption by action. It wasn't a method of convincing people they need Jesus for fire insurance.
Yeah.
It wasn't about him.
Remember when Benjamin Rush, the signer of the Declaration, said, controversy is only dreaded by them that advocate theirs. This is why they will never come into the public arena. And tell the homosexual communities and the radicals, I'm available anytime to shake, rattle, and roll. No excuses. I'll be there. I don't care where. I'll be there, friends. Remember what I'm telling you. The truth is only hate speech to those who have something to hide and don't forget it. And I end with this on a positive note. To those that are spiritual beings in Christ Jesus. Peace if possible, truth at all costs. And guess what? We ain't moving. Did you hear me? We love you by what we do, friends. 1 John 3:18. Got another tea party coming up in Florida tomorrow. Got a live show, 2 to 4 Central Standard Time Zone. Whatever time zone you're in, you're going to have to check that out.
Fort Lauderdale tomorrow.
We love you by what we do. We will talk to you in 23 hours. Not 24 and not 22. We will talk to you in 23 hours. See ya. Check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to neofera.com, spelled N-E-O-F-E-R-A.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.